We were 8 kids. My father and mother was 10, my bachelor uncle was 11, and my grandmother lived with us, 12 people. The boys slept 4 in a bed, toe-to-toe. The girls slept 3 to a bed. We were poor people, but not dirt poor. We were poor, but we ate. In 1921, my father died, and my Uncle Jack assumed command of the family. He said, "We can't go on. The economy is nothing. We're all going to America." But we didn't go all at once. Finally, in 1925, I came with my sister. I was 19, I had no ties, and I looked forward to America as an adventure. My brother Lou had gone to America the year before and was right in telling me all about the wonderful things he was doing as a cowboy and how he was with Barnum and Bailey's Circus. I knew so little about America. For me, America was cowboys and Indians and streets paved with gold. I only had the good news, you understand? I left from the port of Liverpool with my sister. I arrived in New York Harbor August 1st. I remember I heard the lookout say, "Land ahoy!" And everybody rushed up on deck to see land, the first sign of America. I remember rushing up. I couldn't see a goddamn thing. I mean, the horizon was the sea. Then as we sailed closer, slowly, I saw New York coming up like out of the sea. And the first thing I saw was the Woolworth Building. That was the highest building in the world at the time. So the first thing you saw sticking out of the water was the top of the Woolworth Building. And as we proceeded, of course, the building came out of the water. Everybody was cheering America. My God, everybody was yelling and crying and kissing. And as we came in, of course, Manhattan Island started coming up and the Statue of Liberty. We got off the ferry and went right into the main building. That day there must have been 3-4 ships, maybe 5-6,000 people, jammed. And remember, it was August, hot as a pistol. And I'm wearing my long johns and heavy Irish tweed suit. Got my overcoat on my arm. It was the beginning of fall back home, see, and I'm carrying my suitcase. I'm dying with the heat. During the day, that hall became so hot, and all they had was a couple of rotating fans, which did nothing except raise the dust. I just wanted to get the hell out of there. The immigration officials slammed a tag on you with your name, address, country of origin, etc. Everybody was tagged. They didn't ask you whether you spoke English or not. They took your papers and they tagged you. They checked your bag, then they pushed you and they'd point because they didn't know whether you spoke English or not. Understaffed, overcrowded, jammed, and the place was the noisiest and the languages and the smell. Foul, you know what I mean. My brother Henry comes in the door. I hadn't seen him in 4 years. We took the subway to a 3-room apartment in East Harlem. When we arrived, Henry said to me, "Get those long johns off and throw the goddamn things out. They stink like hell." And he loaned me a pair of BVDs. Oh, boy, it was like getting out of jail. Next morning, my brother says, "I gotta go to work. Take a trolley car, go downtown. Take a look around." So I go to the corner and the trolley car stopped and I got on and I sat down and the conductor came over and he says, "Oh, what are you doing, young fella?" And I said, "Just taking a ride downtown." "Oh, is it Irish you are?" "Aye." I said, "Well, when did you get here?" "Yesterday, I just got off the boat." He sat down beside me. He's given me a free tour all the way down Third Avenue. He's pointing out the buildings, the Singer Building. I was fascinated. Hey, America is a great place. I'm only here one day. This guy's given me a royal reception. I got off at City Hall Park. I was feeling very adventurous. Here it's a beautiful day and I'm wearing thin underwear and I'm beginning to feel comfortable now. And I walk across the park and I look up and there's a street sign and it says, Broadway. Well, I gotta tell you, that was one of the most exciting moments of my life. Broadway. I'm only one day in America and I'm on Broadway. I mean, it may sound like nothing to you, but I got so excited. It's a wonder I wasn't killed because the traffic was going in all directions and I was so confused, watching to the left, to the right. I walked across the park, I sat down on the bench, and nobody was bothering me. No one could identify me as a foreigner, you know, and everybody's acting like I'm a full-blooded American. I felt like I had the world on a string. I mean, this was my day. Back in East Harlem, my brother came home and I told him about my day and he thought it was dull and dumb, but it wasn't to me. It was one of the most exciting days. And that was my first day in America.